As you know, we have not received any state appropriations for this fiscal year, and so we are spending our fund balance. That is how we're operating.
I mean, you're spending down the reserves that you have at this point.
Actually, the funds that are in the operating fund. And we have already moved to eliminate a number of positions, and we are using essential spending guidelines. And so every expenditure we ask ourselves, is this something that is essential to the core mission of the college, or is it something that we can do without? We've greatly eliminated professional development travel. I would hope that we would not be operating like this for a long period of time, because I think that professional development is essential to advancing the work of the college. We've eliminated two faculty positions. We've suspended the auto body program as well as the sustainability program. We are asking our foundation for additional support of functions that directly benefit students. Those are the things that we've already done, and now we are making plans for additional savings that would take effect this summer.
What sort of savings are you looking at this point?
Well, one, it's not a savings, but increasing the revenue through the tuition increase. We had a faculty retirement incentive. It was actually a voluntary separation plan. And to date, we have not had any faculty that have chosen to take advantage of that plan. Typically, we lease 6 minibuses for athletics and student activities, and we're reducing those minibuses from 6 to 5. I feel certain that we will find it necessary to eliminate some additional positions at the college. Fortunately, we've only eliminated 2 faculty positions thus far.
Do you think you're in a position that if you have to get through the summer without any...
Oh, definitely. Dan-Valeri Community College, we just had our bond rating reviewed and our bond rating held. So we are not in any imminent danger, but I can assure you that we can't operate like this forever. We do need the state resources.
And there certainly has been talk that the budget impasse could still be going on by the time the November election comes through, which means that you could spend at least part of the fall semester without state funding. Are you looking at that time period?
Absolutely. We're planning that this may continue for some time, and the college is making plans so that we are able to deal with the situation.
And is it possible then for the college to get through the fall, or at least part of the fall then, without...
No, Dan-Valeri Community College, you know, one of the ways that, fortunately for community colleges, about a third of our resources are the result of local taxes. So that is a funding source that not all institutions have.
So you have that working for you. What percentage, then, in a normal year, does state funding make?
For us, it's 24% in a normal year.
Almost a quarter,
right,
of the budget. It's certainly something you miss if you don't have it.
We would miss it if this continues for a number of years.
Essentially, because what you're doing right now is delaying some things till later, and eventually later will come.
We are only making essential expenditures. It's our operating expenditures that are currently the most challenging.
I was wondering also now, President Jacobs, you've set a retirement date, haven't you?
And I haven't set the date, but my retirement has been announced, and it will occur sometime in 2016. And there is a search, a national search underway for the next president of Dan-Valeri Community College.
Do you fear that the budget impasse could still be going on at the time you leave?
I think that's very possible.
What's your advice for your successor?
Well, it'll depend upon what the circumstances are at the time. But Dan-Valeri Community College, it's a wonderful college, it's a wonderful community, and this will be a great opportunity for someone.